Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to Feminine Energy, your daily dose of affirmations and inspiration designed to ignite your inner goddess. Today, we're diving into something super juicy. Understanding and working with our emotions. Because let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? And sometimes, those feelings can feel like a runaway roller coaster. But guess what? We don't have to be victims of our emotions. We can actually learn to ride that wave, even use it to propel us forward. Think about it, our emotions are powerful energy forces. They drive our decisions, shape our relationships, and influence everything we do. Ignoring them is like trying to run a car with the engine off, it just doesn't work. So, how do we navigate this emotional landscape effectively? How do we harness that power instead of letting it control us? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become an emotion whisperer, my friend. First, acknowledge and accept your feelings. Seriously, give yourself permission to feel whatever comes up. Don't judge or suppress those emotions. Remember, every feeling is valid. Feeling angry, sad, joyful, that's all part of the human experience. Trying to bottle it up just creates a pressure cooker situation, trust me on this one. Next, identify the triggers. What situations or people tend to bring up specific emotions for you? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop coping strategies. Imagine this. You're going into a meeting where you know things might get heated. You acknowledge that you might feel anxious, but instead of letting that anxiety take over, you take a few deep breaths, visualize success, or even jot down some powerful affirmations beforehand. You've basically prepped for emotional battle mode. Third, express your emotions in healthy ways. Bottling them up only leads to a buildup, and trust me, no one wants that explosion. Find outlets that work for you, journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, creative expression through art or music, even taking a good old-fashioned walk in nature can help release those pent-up feelings. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember, everyone makes mistakes and goes through tough times. Instead of beating yourself up when things get rough, offer yourself the same love and understanding you would give a dear friend. Treat yourself with kindness, because you deserve it. And finally, embrace your emotional intelligence. This isn't about becoming some robotic emotionless being, it's about developing a deeper understanding of your own feelings and how they impact your thoughts and actions. It's about learning to read the emotions of others and building stronger connections. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your secret weapon for navigating life with grace, confidence, and authenticity. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around certain people? Like their mood could shift faster than a hurricane? Yeah, I get that. We've all been there. Remember Sarah from work who always seemed to be on edge, snapping at everyone? One minute she was laughing, the next she was throwing folders across the office. Now, it wasn't necessarily about Sarah being mean. Her emotional triggers were probably just a bit more sensitive than others. Maybe she was dealing with something stressful at home, or maybe certain work situations just set her off. Here's where understanding emotions comes in handy. You can learn to identify those triggers and adjust your communication accordingly. Instead of taking Sarah's outbursts personally, you might choose to approach her with extra patience and understanding, even offering a calming presence during those tense moments. So, my beautiful souls, remember this. Your emotions are powerful tools. By acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, expressing them healthily, practicing self-compassion, and cultivating emotional intelligence, you can become a true master of your own energy. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience, not fearing it. Ready to take action? This week, try writing down 3 things that trigger strong emotions in you. Then, brainstorm some healthy ways to cope with those triggers. And don't forget to share your insights and experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.